average family starting next year and a plan to fast-track factory-built homes. If elected on October 19th, the provincial Conservatives promise to end the Insurance Corporation of British Columbia's monopoly on basic auto insurance. Leader John Rustad says in a statement that bringing in competition will drive down costs and improve services. DoorDash says it's increasing fees in our province in response to provincial regulations that require it to pay its workers more. Starting this month, a new fee of 99 cents for restaurant delivery orders and up to $2.99 for all other delivery orders will be added. DoorDash says the regulations are significantly increasing its operating costs. The company says the new guaranteed wage of $20.88 per hour while out on delivery is 20% higher than the regular minimum wage in BC. And Merriam-Webster has added 200 new words in and terms, including beach read, nepo baby, true crime, and touch grass.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 1035.
An iHeart radio station.
Dream big. With Move.
Dream big.
New keyword now.
The keywords are your way to win our daily prize of $1,000 and our weekly grand prize of 20 grand. You can enter in one keyword or you can enter them all to increase your chances.
This hour's keyword is morning. Morning.
Woo!
Morning.
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 Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning. This hour's keyword and perhaps your ticket to winning as much as $20,000. Start dreaming and dream big. Morning, your latest keyword on Move Radio.
Dream big. With Move.
Dream big.
$1,000 bonus. Winner, Dream Big.
Let's do this nice and early this morning and hopefully get somebody's day off to a good start by awarding that $1,000 daily prize. And Darlene McGann, it goes to you.
That is awesome. Thank you very much. Wow. Hey, I will wake up to that anytime.
Darlene, what do you think you're going to spend your $1,000 on?
I have a back room that right now needs a ceiling redone in it, so that may be where the $1,000 is going. So,
well, that would be a nice bill to not have to worry about, Darlene. Congratulations.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You could be the next Darlene. Enter the keywords on our website, move1035.ca. This hour's keyword is morning.
We do a $1,000 draw every day and a $20,000 draw every Monday. Good luck. Your next keyword's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll continue our conversation from before 6. What's the creepiest show on TV for you? The new season of Law & Order gets underway tonight, SVU. Creepy TV shows coming up on Move.
With the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. You're floating off for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you missed all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when I don't really know what to say. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to face it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that.
The creepiest shows on TV. The 25th season of Law & Order SVU premieres on TV this week. And Mariska Hargitay has said that after doing this show for so long, like over 450 episodes of the show, she feels like she has secondary trauma from being so close to so many depraved, disgusting storylines over the years.
Nervous laughter.
Thank you.
So, Kobe, I'm sure she does the same. I'm sure they do the same on that show. How could you not? What is the creepiest show that you have ever watched? Maybe you get secondary trauma from that show. I'd say of all the texts that we've received and Facebook messages as well, two shows keep coming up over and over again, one of which is American Horror Story. And Amy, that's the show for you. What kind of effect did it have on you?
Well, they were really good at the jump scare and the supernatural element of it. And just the, I mean, they went, you talk about dark places, they went to really dark places in that show. I mean, serial killers and witchcraft, and it was terrifying. It was terrifying. I mean, we talk about Psycho, the shower scene in Psycho, but I, you know, there was a bathroom scene in this show that, you know, had a very suspenseful moment ending with a jump scare in the shower, and I still get nervous in the shower.
Oh wow.
Years now. Yeah, it really creeps me out because of the supernatural element to it.
Thanks for the call, Amy. Appreciate it. American Horror Story, we have so many texts on that, and Criminal Minds. From Fiona, she said, love it, binge it, but OMG, so creepy. And that's the thing with some of these shows that creep people out. Like, even Amy, it sounds like she watched a lot of American Horror Story before she eventually bailed on it.
Yeah.
But there are some shows that you are creeped out and traumatized by it, but you can't stop watching it.
So I tried American Horror Story, like, when it first came out, and I remember I was on a plane. And so it was, well, like months after it first came out, and it was the first season where the rubber man was in it. So it was the guy, he was one of the ghosts, but he was in an all rubber suit, and it just, I remember starting to watch it on a plane.
Erin is closing her eyes, already, can't even hear the rubber man.
I think
man
he had like a
described.
Zipper for a mouth, which was just all kinds of, you know.
Keep going now,
yeah,
keep going.
And it was just, and I was like, I was really creeped out at the time, so I stopped watching. Now I'm curious to go back, because I really truly find that most stuff doesn't really bother me, but I remember maybe it's just people in rubber suits, but I remember rubber man.
I wonder what happened to Rubber Man with the zipper mouth.
And the thing was that they had billboards at the time, and Rubber Man was on the billboards for American Horror Story. And that was just like 2000, whatever, though, 2010, 2011,
something like that.
And it was everywhere. And it was like, oh, God, that's just so, something about like the no face, zipper mouth.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, Aaron has never watched American Horror Story or Criminal Minds. Did you watch SVU?
No.
Okay.
I found out what it was like specifically dealing with, no thank you. And I tried American Horror Story. I got about 5 minutes in. Like, I don't even like to have the, you know, are they called thumbnails that pop up like on the tiles?
Yeah. The tiles?
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't even like to see that on my
television. Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I do not. There was one like thing with a clown. No, it scared me every time I opened up the
television. You should put a block on anything made by Ryan Murphy.
Okay.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
He might not be for you, Aaron.
I don't know.
Outside of Glee. 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535. Creepiest show on TV for you.
Fall sounds crisp on iHeartRadio. Your favorite music, the top podcasts, and the best playlists curated for you. You'll find something to match every mood of fall. Or create your own playlists, perfect for your next road trip adventure. Take us everywhere, easy and free. Fall in love with autumn.
You know you could.
Cozy up with Move on iHeartRadio.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappoint.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Social 811. A message from the gouvernement to Quebec.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now, only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
When it comes to online gambling, you could bet with PlayNow, or you could bet on my illegal gambling site instead. Because when you do, I get to spend your money on things like auto-tune instead of things that benefit BC. Because I don't care.
Play on PlayNow instead, BC's only local, legal, and secure gambling site for 20 years. Sign up and get a casino welcome bonus up to $150 at playnow.com/bonus. Conditions apply. Must be 19 plus to play. If you gamble, use your game sense.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence. Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Everyone loves an easy call, like turning off the lights when you leave a room, or avoiding ferry lines on a long weekend, or a daily rip up the grind. Wait, that's not an easy call. But banking with Van City is. They give a share of profits back to their members and community, and take care of your financial needs, like offering no monthly fee bank accounts. Join over 500,000 members at VanCity and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Account fee terms and conditions apply.
This is the sound of medicine. When you stay at a Ronald McDonald House, close to your sick child, family is medicine. And right now, it's helping Ryan battle leukemia. We need your help to keep families together. Please donate today at rmhc.ca.
I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. The Portman is our busy spot this morning. Westbound slow from 176. Metello northbound slow from before 128th. Alex Fraser slow from 64th for northbound traffic. Air Miles is rewarding collectors with up to $85 in value simply for shopping their partners. Download the Air Miles app and opt in to get started. Terms apply. We've got sunshine ahead today, high 16, right now 10 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. The new season of Law & Order SVU starts tonight. Star Mariska Hargitay says she has some secondary trauma from being on the show for so long, like 450-plus episodes. What's the most traumatic TV show for you to watch? 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535.
More of your calls and texts coming up. First, though, is J-Lo, Jenny from the Block, a Move.
Children growing women. The Jews and men go work inside the steel. Everyone's got to make a living.
BS. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. From the living color to movie scripts to all the tips to J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I'd. To get is what you see.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from.
I'm down to earth like this, rocking this business. I've grown up so much, I'm in control and loving it. Rumors got me laughing, kid. I love my life and my public. Put God first and can't forget to stay real. To me, it's like breathing.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
J-Lo on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. What is the creepiest or most traumatic TV show for you to watch? Mariska Hargitay, who stars on Law & Order SVU, has since day one. They're starting their 25th season tonight. She says she has secondary trauma from doing so many of these shows, which tracks. I mean, how could you not?
Mm-hmm.
Just the subject matter of this show. But what is it for you? Most traumatic show for you to watch? 604-280-1035. Mike, for you?
It just started traumatizing me last night.
Just last night?
I was sitting on the couch last night. My wife and youngest daughter decided to start watching a Netflix series that had been recommended to him called The House of Usher.
Oh, yeah.
Fall of the House of Usher. I watched that.
You're going to love it.
That is so messed up.
Oh, no.
As I was saying to your producer, the dialogue between the prosecutor and the patriarch of the house, that's all fine. But the actual deaths of the children...
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. It's based on an Edgar Allan Poe story. It's about the CEO of a pharmaceutical company whose children, all six children, die over the space of 2 weeks.
I think we're about halfway through. They watched like 3 or 4 episodes last night. But I was like, I'm just looking at them going, what is wrong with you guys?
Yeah. And let's be clear, when you say the deaths of the children, they're adults, right? So
it's okay.
It's fine.
Doesn't matter.
Mike, enjoy the rest of the show. Call us back when you're done.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to.
Well, good luck. You made it through several episodes last night.
Oh, it's
night.
So
why
good. Don't, yeah. Going?
So why would you stop now? 604-280-1035. We've had a few texts about a specific X-Files episode. Not the show overall, but a specific episode of the X-Files. Did you watch the X-Files, Nats?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, you love the X-Files.
Obsessed.
Do you remember an episode titled Home?
Oh, God, no. Yes.
We're getting messages about this episode specifically, so I know I've seen it. I don't remember feeling at the time particularly creeped out by it.
Okay. I think you should stop talking right now.
We're not just going to talk about it. I'm going to play you a clip
of
the show where the mother lived under a bed.
Remember the house your parents warned you to stay away from this Friday.
Oh, my God.
You'll understand why.
This is our home. And this is the way it's going to stay.
Wow, they really cheesed that up for the promo, didn't they?
They really did.
That sounds super cheesy, but the episode itself was it was the first episode of The X-Files I ever watched.
Yeah.
Like, I know it wasn't one of the first episodes or anything. I just wasn't in on the show from jump. But the first episode that I just tuned in randomly after hearing about the show so much, and it was this creepy, creepy family, and not getting too specific as to how the family all comes together, but the mother lived under the bed.
Uh-huh.
And it was super.
Did they
super
slide her out? Like, was
yes.
it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And wasn't she like the, also the wife?
Yes.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
I think she was the mother and the wife to the boys.
There was, yes.
Yeah.
That's what Drew was trying to not say.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. You just weren't, picking up what he was putting
it.
Down.
No, okay.
No.
Did I miss okay. something more than that?
Why isn't Drew giving all the details?
It was shocking.
So shocking. I don't think they reran it. I'm not sure they ever reran that episode. It got so much attention.
So it was mostly banned, but they did actually rerun it once. I looked this up this morning, a couple years later for Halloween.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's appropriate.
Yes.
That's appropriate. I guess you could also stream it on Disney Plus of all places right now, because I think all the X-Files episodes are there.
Somebody said the X-Files, the Peacock family, is also super creepy. I don't remember.
The X-Files was creepy, creepy, creepy. I mean, Twin Peaks and the X-Files, right, were like, cutting edge, like mainstream before, think about it.
It was
like the X-Files and Friends. Like, literally, do you know what I mean? It was pretty weird to have a really weird show up front like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where the mother lived under the bed.
Under the bed.
And the boys were...
Yes.
Her husband's and her son.
Yes.
His son.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hurts when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that you're free. Deep inside your mind, all alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made
Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac. Jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we would grow up so fast. And summer's underneath the sun don't last, even if you want them to. And suddenly I woke up one day looking more like my dad.
Keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
today's best variety Move 1035. I have never heard the local housing market referred to in this way before. This might be a first. According to the chair of the Fraser Valley Real Estate Board, right now it is like going to a buffet with no one else in line when it comes to buying a place.
I did hear some numbers yesterday that would indicate there's lots for sale and not many buyers.
Yeah, it's everywhere. So not just Fraser Valley, it's sort of like everywhere, at least throughout the Lower Mainland. It is slow right now. 39% increase in listings from the same time last year. Now, depending on places, it's not like people are having fire sales where all of a sudden things have dropped a substantial amount. But some realtors are saying that, you know, depending on the place, probably between 5 to 10% less is what you can get, which is significant.
Yeah.
Particularly because the prices here are $1 billion.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you can get 10% off of $1 billion,
good deal.
It's a deal.
So I just sold my home that I've lived in for a decade in Vancouver, and Steve, my husband, is a realtor, so he sold it. And the first day that we decided to do it and put the sign up, he said, you know, we need to have a little talk. And I was like, okay. And he was like, remember when we bought and sold our house like 15, 20 years ago, and we didn't look at our house before we bought it?
Mm-hmm.
We just drove by and said, we'll take it and try to beat the other 50 people to it. Then when we sold it, it took a day. One day, like, right? He was like, it's not going to be like that. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a gong show. Like, mm-hmm. it was hard. We had to do open houses and, you know, yeah, all that stuff that's normal.
Right.
Normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely different right now.
But isn't that something that the idea that like, what do you mean I have to do an open house?
Yeah.
What do you mean somebody's going to come through and like, want to do an inspection?
But that's just how out of sync we were with the real estate norms for so long. Like you just said, and I'm not criticizing Aaron, but you just said we had to do open houses.
And I was like,
in
you're
a way. In a way, it's just like, it just sounds so extraordinary. But for so long, a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't. Some you did, but a lot of people you didn't. You just put up that for sale sign, or you just even hit the websites and boom, it was gone.
Yeah.
You know, just like that. And it's just not moving like that right now.
But I think that we sort of forget that, you know, our parents, you know, when they were buying places or selling places and, you know, pre-internet, when things were in the newspaper or whatever, or like homes would take on average 2 to 3 months to sell. It wasn't this like super quick transactional thing that's, you know, happened for numerous reasons. I think, you know, the internet is part of it, and then also the disposable income and just in treating real estate like a business much more now than our parents' generation, which is you buy a house and you live in that house for 40 years and then you sell it and then you downsize. Like that's not the way things have been done, but it is interesting. And I was like, okay, so when are the falling prices coming?
Never.
And they're saying, you know, like there'll be some more softening probably is the prediction, even though interest rates are falling because people don't have money. But this, the mortgages here, so many people have a paid mortgage, 35% to 40%, or is it 40% to 50% of homes here are paid off. So people don't have to take, you know, unlike Florida in 2008, when you could buy like, you know, three homes for the price of one.
Yeah.
Not going to happen here.
That's it.
Which is good. Unless, of course, you want to buy three homes for the price of one.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
Good morning, 6:39. Coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning, we have a new concert announcement coming. I think it's going to be a super fun show. We'll give you all the details and give you a chance to win tickets to this show coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Move 103.5's Quick Picks with Leanne McLaren.
It's time to put you first. Move 103.5 has your chance to win a pair of tickets to Canada's Women's Expo at TradeX from October 18th to 20th, plus $1,000 to 8 West Clinic. Go to move1035.ca for your chance to win.
Move 103.5's Quick Picks.
Ronald McDonald House, BC and Yukon is expanding and needs your help to support more families across the province. Visit rmhbc.ca to buy your 50-50 tickets today and you could win big too. That's rmhbc.ca.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights, hotels.
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing financial advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say financial advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing Financial Advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. If your windshield is cracked, now is the best time to get it replaced and be ready to hit the rainy season. For a limited time, get a free pair of Trico wiper blades with your windshield replacement at Speedy Glass, a $60 value, installation included. New windshield, free wipers, clearly a good idea. Book your appointment today at speedyglass.ca. Hurry, offer ends November 1st. Conditions apply, details at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Replace.
Celebrate the changing tides of fall at Vancouver Aquarium's Fantastic Fall Days. Fall in love with over 65,000 adorable animals, including a newly rescued sea otter pup. Uncover hidden treasures in the wet lab, warm up with cozy fall treats, and immerse all your senses in a new limited-time 4D movie experience. Discoveries await around every corner. Splash into fall family fun during Fantastic Fall Days, on now through October 31st. Plan your visit at VancouverAquarium.com.
White Spot knows that one of the hardest Thanksgiving traditions to master is turkey math. Like, how big is a 15-pound turkey? How many people does a 9-kilo turkey feed? Was it 13 minutes per pound? And is this going to be enough to feed the whole family? This Thanksgiving season, skip the turkey math and bring the family to White Spot. Enjoy favorites like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Or pre-order and take away our heat and serve dinner for two and enjoy one free pie. Now that's math everyone can appreciate. On now to October 14th at White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Tonight, making his stand-up debut.
Oh, I can't believe you talked me into this. I'm gonna bomb.
No, you're not. Think positive. Happy thoughts.
I got nothing.
Well, BMO gives you a cash bonus when you open a checking and savings account.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, to kickstart your savings habit. They also have great rates.
It worked. Well, see you later.
Hey, the stage is this way. Where are you going?
To BMO. A cash bonus is no laughing matter.
Learn more at BMO.com/cash. Terms and conditions apply. BMO.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a lot of volume this morning on the Portman Bridge, so heads up on that. It's a busy morning on the Portman westbound. We have a crash at the west end of the bridge now, left Coquitlam exit lane, and a crash in Surrey, 152nd on-ramp to Highway 1 westbound. The through lanes on-ramp is blocked. At Specsavers, their simplest offer might just be their best. Complete glasses, only $69, including single vision lenses. Drop by to find your new pair. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be a gorgeous day. The high will be 15, right now 8 degrees.
Lady Gaga on Move. A husband wants to know whether he's being a jerk. On a Reddit thread, he says he and his wife got into a big fight about the birthday present that she gave him. So for context, he writes, no matter what he asks for, he always receives a homemade gift, whether it's cheap or not. Last Christmas, I asked for a few things, and instead I got a homemade scarf. I always get her what she wants. I have talked to her about this multiple times. So that's the context. Here comes the fight.
Oof.
He continues, my birthday was yesterday, and I asked her to give me a book. It was $25. I sent her the link. I opened the gift, and instead, she made homemade bookmarks. It wasn't even the type of bookmark I like.
I didn't know you was possible to have a type. Does he like a bookmark with a tassel at the end, or not so much?
Well, the bookmarks that she made were soft, and he likes wooden ones.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I must have made a face because she asked what was wrong. I told her I didn't want these. I clarified that what I wanted many times. I handed them back, and then I went out and I bought the book. And then when he came home, there was a big fight. So, is he the jerk? Is he still a jerk, but does he have a point?
Or has a point.
Yeah.
Absolutely he has a point. Why is she so stuck on not giving him what he's asking for when he gives her what she asks for?
So he did say in more of the sort of preamble that he makes more money than she does, about $30,000 a year more. It does seem like they like share expenses and stuff, but, he also says, if this is all to be believed, that he does buy her what she asks for. But she makes homemade gifts for everyone. That is her thing. She only does homemade gifts. So don't ask her for anything. I don't know if they have kids. Mom! I didn't want socks.
You're not getting a PS5.
That's what I wanted.
Getting bookmarks.
Aaron, what do you think?
I think you don't get to ask for a gift.
Mm.
You don't get to ask somebody, like, I want this, I want that.
Then why does she share what she wants?
Well, it doesn't say specifically that she... I mean, when he asks her, but I think that's different though. If you ask somebody what they want, I gotta get myself clear on this. I think that like, if she enjoys making gifts for people and she's giving those gifts, we've just gotten so far away from like what the truth of a gift is, right? It's not about the person receiving it. The person giving it is giving you something. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've got this culture now where, like, I want a gift card for Christmas.
I totally get what you're coming from. Like, if making gifts is her thing and she wants to give, you know, a bookmark, I just think it's fine. But I think it's rude, actually, if somebody is going out of their way to find out what you want for your birthday or your gift, and then they get it for you. And then that person, when it comes time to reciprocate, is totally closed off from getting any feedback from you on what you want, and you're going to get what they want to give you. I don't think that's an equitable thing.
I also wonder maybe she's terrible. Maybe her homemade gifts suck.
You guys don't think it's clever that he asked for a book and he knows very well that she's not going to go out and get it for him because she never has done that and she made him a bookmark? You don't think that's clever and funny and cute? I love it.
I think both of them are babies. My tradition with my husband is we don't give each other gifts. Like, we do experiential things, but we don't really do gifts anymore, which is fine for us.
I respect that.
But people should do what they want. But I feel like because they can't come to an agreement here, I think they're both. Like, I think he's maybe being a little bit of a baby about it. But I also think that she is not listening to what he's saying. And I also believe that maybe she does suck at making stuff.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
Whose team are you on here? You can share your verdict, render your judgment, 604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103535.
Crave is the home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Well, they set up for the honest man to succeed.
Including The Penguin, starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
People sometimes ask, sure, you can consolidate people's debts using telekinesis, but what else can you do? As if changing lives isn't enough. Well, I can also use my power to make it rain hot dogs. It's still not as cool as consolidating debts into one easy payment, though.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Lulu Island.
Relax in the cozy autumn vibes of Lulu Island Winery. Soak up the seasonal charm right here in your own backyard. From casual get-togethers to festive celebrations, Lulu Island Winery is the perfect spot to make fall memories with friends, family, and your furry pals. Come by. Let's make this season unforgettable together on Westminster Highway in Richmond.
This fall, walk to end blood cancers at Light the Night. Every 24 minutes, someone is diagnosed with blood cancer in Canada. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada's Light the Night brings Canada's blood cancer community together to fund life-saving research and services. Walk with us this fall to shine a light on a future without blood cancers. Register or donate today at lightthenight.ca.
Denied long-term disability? If the insurance company invites you to appeal, remember, the truth is that appeals can often trap you and run out the clock on your rights. There is a much more powerful option to get the compensation you deserve. Go to disabilityrights.ca and get disability lawyer Savannah Markin in your corner. Discover what the insurance companies don't want you to know and how Savannah can force them to pay what you are owed. Disabilityrights.ca.
One simple act now can help protect your loved ones and lock in today's prices. Learn about pre-planning your estate at Dignity Memorial's Open House this Saturday at Ocean View Burial Park and this Sunday at Victory Memorial Park. Take advantage of significant open house savings up to 18% and no interest payments over 60 months. Enter on site for a chance to win a $1,500 travel certificate. Call 604-328-6079. Terms and conditions apply. See an associate for details. 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, V5G 3M1. 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, V5J 1A4. 14831 28th Avenue, Surrey, V4P 1P3. A division of Service Corporation International Canada.
A provincial general election has been called for October 19th. And there are so many ways to vote.
I always vote in advance. It's so easy.
I vote by mail. Super convenient.
I vote at my district electoral office.
I like voting on final voting day.
There are so many ways to vote. Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
Starting this Friday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Valid in store and online.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth that even the darkest days and the bad times are better than twos. You're like sunshine after rain when the sky's a perfect shade of blue. Because heaven's just a place, ain't a saint that compares to you. I give you the world, take it all. watching, I'm feeling like I'm safe for once.
Traffic is brought to you by Lotto Max. Your sky-high dreams could come true with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $50 million plus an estimated 2 max millions. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Well, we've had a busy morning, an accident on the Portman Bridge, westbound, east end, and a crash in Surrey, 152nd Street on-ramp to Highway 1 westbound, crews in the center median. Patullo northbound slow from 132nd, southbound is steady. Charge ahead with the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV, a vehicle you know, value you'd expect, and a dealer right down the street. Ready to go EV? Chevrolet's got you. We've got a beautiful day ahead. Sunshine and the high will be 16. Right now, it's 8 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
DoorDash says it's increasing fees in our province in response to provincial regulations that require it to pay its workers more. Starting this month, a new fee of 99 cents for restaurant delivery orders and up to $2.99 for all other delivery orders will be added. DoorDash says the regulations are significantly increasing their operating costs. The company says the new guaranteed wage of $20.88 per hour while out on delivery is 20% higher than the regular minimum wage in British Columbia. NDP leader David Eby expected to unveil his party's complete election platform today at an event in Surrey. The NDP have already announced many components of the platform, including recent promises of an annual tax cut worth more than $1,000 for the average family. And if elected on October 19th, the provincial Conservatives say they'll end the Insurance Corporation of British Columbia's monopoly on basic auto insurance. Leader Don Rustad says that bringing in competition will drive down costs and improve services. Today is National Kale Day. Kale made a list of foods that people only pretend to like. The other foods, caviar, licorice, and blue cheese.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeartRadio station. Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The home of the $1,000 minutes. Your chance to play at 7:35 this morning. And to help you out a bit, the answer to question one this morning is William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare. Hold on to that, and hopefully it helps you win $1,000 at 7:35.
We'll continue our discussion in a bit about the husband who does not like his wife's homemade gifts and what your thoughts are. But we also have a concert announcement. It's a big one. She's an icon and your chance to win tickets. That's on the way after Hozier on Move.
It can't be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say